This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along with Victoria Keelan, my trusted colleague and cohort. And it's a good thing she's there because nobody else is.
We're on skeleton crew.
We're on the crew. Well, it's a good vacation week. The vacations are over for politicians, I guess, and for world leaders, the G7 going on this week. President Trump seems to be under a good deal of pressure to scale back, not to end, but to scale back the China trade war. And so now, you know, because these people, the reason they have these meetings is to enhance the economic viability of the members, because they're considered to be the members, the member countries that have the strongest economy. And so if there's a problem with the economy, and some people perceive there is, then they want to deal with it. So collectively, they've all suggested to, and it appears to be something that Trump's listening to, in fact, he said, I guess, basically, that after this meeting is over, apparently he spent a little bit of time with the people from China, and after the meeting is over, they're going to, the word he used was imminent. Negotiations, new negotiations are imminent. So more serious negotiations, see where it all shakes out. Meanwhile, I think this week there are some tariffs that begin on lots of different products that will annoy you if you're using them. But the other side of that is we use too much stuff made in China. We just do. So if it would seem to me, rather than follow the path of least resistance, is that a human condition, do you think, Victoria? We all go down the road that's easiest for us, and
sure.
So if it's easier to buy something or cheaper to buy something from China, we won't think of our own country, our own economy, our own well-being. We'll just say, talking about the collective, we talk about individually, we want to buy things that are cheap, and so that's why
that's true, but, you know, part of the problem is, I think, you know, when we talk about, and actually it's funny because my friends and I were over the weekend sitting on the beach talking about tariffs affecting, you know, our luxury goods, wine and cheese and things like that. But, you know,
but
that is a luxury to be able to say, oh, well, then, you know, I'll buy wine from somewhere else instead. You know, that is a luxury to say I won't buy things from China, because so many people in this country are just scraping by, and the dollar store or Walmart or wherever they can get the cheapest goods for their family, that's the only way that they survive. So it's, you know, I know it seems easy, and we're very lucky that we can make kind of, you know, comments of, oh, well, just don't buy stuff from China, you know, just buy it from somewhere else.
So where did people who were disadvantaged buy stuff before there was China?
Everything from the dollar stores from China.
No.
Or
any
of the 99 cent
stores. Let's go back to before China, before the dollar stores. I'm saying back to the Dust Bowl, or back to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution in the 1880s. Where did people go to buy cheap stuff?
In the
1880s? And where, even to 1950s.
Isn't that like a traveling show, a guy with a wagon? I mean, I don't know. I think maybe we want to go back not that far.
Yeah, he was called the snake oil salesman.
Yeah, I guess
the
so.
The guy in the wagon was the snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where we went. I was trying to think of when I was a kid, what we were doing. I remember after World War II, as we rebuilt Japan after destroying it, the economy started to roar in the 60s in Japan. That's where Sony came from, and Mitsubishi, and some of the other big
industries. Well, the 80s, everything was from Japan, right?
Yeah, well, no, before that even. It was By the 80s,
but I mean the
80s
in terms of technology, everything. There were, you know, there were even jokes in Back to the Future, the movie that was made in the 80s about everything being made in Japan and, you know, all the electronics.
And we had the same reaction then. I don't think it was as large.
Good quality,
but when
at least, though, we
stopped buying things from Japan, and their economy has never been the same. They're always in trouble. The economy of Japan is always a problem. So one wonders if when we stop buying, the reason I'm bringing that up is because an example, okay, so Japan just sort of calmed down or quieted down, and they are surviving, but they're not as healthy economically as they were when we were buying all their junk. And so,
well, because China's making that junk. Well, it wasn't junk. That was part of the problem. All the technology that came from Japan was actually high quality. And so the stuff coming from China.
There is some junk. But you're right. Well, there's more
stuff
that's better.
Yeah, those are legacy brands that still exist today.
China doesn't have technology, does it? It just steals everybody else's.
No, China, all the burner phones that are out there, all the cheap technology, all that stuff that's all China. Huawei, I mean, look at that.
You think it was developed in China or developed somewhere else and just made in China? I don't know the answer to that. That's why I'm asking the question. I don't know. So anyway, all right, so that's, we have the debate off and discussion about China and what to do. I make my business where I look at the label, and at least if I feel like I have to buy, like I've got an iPhone, you can't get an iPhone that's made in China. You know, you can't say, I'm not buying a damn iPhone. You can't find one.
Right.
So, but then maybe that, what that does is open up the opportunity for someone in another country to get seated some other place where the labor is fairly inexpensive, where you can find people who are skilled to do the work. And there are other countries where that's happening, it would seem. So let's see what happens.
But then doesn't that turn into the same problem that China has turned into?
Of course, it'll
horrible
just keep going around and around and around and around in circles, right?
It just keeps moving to a different country.
Right. And the secret is, in my mind, to bring much of the stuff, can't bring it all back probably, but much of the manufacturing back to this country and have the workers and people who buy. See, it's a two-way street. People have got to realize if you can't have it both ways. You can't have cheap crap and have it made in America, because it isn't cheap to make stuff in America. Even if it is cheap crap, it costs money because of our standard of living to make things in America. It's the same as the principle is for food. You know, everybody wants to buy cheap food. Well, hello, it's time to pay the piper now because you've been screwing the farmer without knowing it, really, thinking about, the farmer. No, the farmer's getting screwed by government policy and the big ag resources. So, you know, the farmer gets, you spend $4.99 on a gallon of milk, and the farmer gets $1.15 out of that. How is that? What's right in that equation? Nothing. So, at any rate, there's all that stuff that always is having to be dealt with. Another event at the Trade Negotiation Summit, the G7, is an invitation went out to Iran to show up to talk about the country's nuclear ambitions, and damned if somebody didn't show up and headed straight to the buildings where the leaders of the world were talking about the nuclear situation with Iran. I don't know what has come out of that. It hasn't, you know, it's not something that you find out until after usually the meeting's over, because they'll have four or five sessions probably over the course of their meeting, but see what happens. That'd be better if that whole thing could be quieted down for sure. In a moment, we mark an important anniversary of note after these words on the DJV program.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable, Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
It's 18 after on the DJV program with Jennifer and Kara being away. That leaves the weight of the world on Victoria's and my shoulder. But we can take the responsibility because we are big and tough and we can manage to... We can suck it up, Victoria. We'll be okay. situation with the Amazon fires is something to be addressed and concerned about. I know you've been following this fairly carefully and closely. It's a worry for lots of different reasons, all these fires in the Amazon region. So what's the update?
Well, the update is after pretty much the entire world went after the president of Brazil on their petition signed with millions of signatures already. It's been a global outcry. The lungs of our planet are on fire right now, and you'll hear that saying a lot. But that is exactly what the Amazon forest is. It's the lungs of our planet. And so they've had 85% more fires burning this year than this time last year. That's crazy. These are fires that are intentionally set. He wants to clear brush to have more beef for and cattle. And so because Brazilian beef is a big industry and a big export. So basically, this is a guy who does not believe that there is a climate problem. And he fired his former director of the environment after he released figures that the president of Bolsonaro didn't agree with. So this is a guy who's basically a dictator who got elected here. And so now, after everyone has gone after him, some of the leaders of the G7 on Friday even threatened him with trade sanctions. Now he's saying he's sending 40,000 troops in to combat the fires. So we'll see where that goes next. But the damage has been done, and this is just really horrific.
Well, it is one of the things that's important to understand is how the system works. Unfortunately, in many school systems, so many teachers and the circumstances exist that take people away from really learning things about how things work. I used to think that was my job. When I was teaching school both on the secondary level and the college level, I felt it was my job to teach my students how things worked, whether it was a sentence or whether it was how does your mind work and how do things work? And so in the next half hour, I'm going to not fix the problem, but I'm going to address the problem that Victoria has just alluded to, the cleanliness of the air, and maybe an idea that has some merit that I learned about over the weekend on a farm in Pennsylvania. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program. We'll be right back.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Change at the hour now on the DJB program. Victoria and I focusing on some music, a couple of music stories you may recognize in the background. The music of the Bones is now a Rolling Stones rock on Mars, Victoria. Mm-hmm. NASA named a stone for the Stones. That's it. I want to have a stone named for my stones. After the InSight robotic lander captured its rolling across the surface of Mars last year, new moniker was made public at last week's Rolling Stones concert at the Rose Bowl. NASA has given us something we'll always be grateful for and we dreamed of, our own rock on Mars. I can't believe it, said Mick. He was performing Tumbling Dice as he said, quote, I want to bring it back and put it on our mantle. Robert Downey Jr. made the announcement to the crowd, taking the stage just before the band set at the Rose Bowl Stadium near NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which manages a program called InSight. Downey told the crowd that JPL scientists had come up with a name in a fit of fandom and clever association. Charlie, Ronnie, Keith, and Mick were in no way opposed to the notion, said Downey, but in typical egalitarian fashion, they suggested I assist in procuring 60,000 votes to make it official, so that's my mission. And he then led the audience in a shout of, aye, before declaring the dead done. The rock is about the size of a golf ball, apparently, moved by InSight's own thrusters as the robotic lander touched down on Mars last year. It only moved about 3 feet, but that's the farthest NASA has seen a rock roll while the landing of a craft took place on another planet. Get it? A rock roll? Get that? You understand?
Yes.
Okay.
The Mick Rolling joke. Stone, yes.
Gathers no dust. Actually, it's moss. It's great to be back at the Rose Bowl, said Mick. We walked up and down Hollywood Boulevard looking for the Rolling Stone star, but couldn't find it. That was a poke because the Stones don't have a star. Which they ought to.
Odd, right?
But you have to buy your own. But if the people It really is something that happens, coordinated by the Chamber of Commerce in Hollywood. They go to various stars and say, hey, how'd you like to give us the $3,000 it costs to dig up the sidewalk, put the star down, et cetera, et cetera. And everybody always says, sure, yeah, I'll give you $3,000. So nobody's been smart enough, duh, to ask the Stones to have a...
They will now.
You would have brought it up. You'd have thought, even the dullest of us ought to get that hint. Yes. All right, up next, something not so happy. Those of you who are Eddie Money fans, he revealed over the weekend that he's battling stage 4 esophageal cancer. Not good for a singer. He was actually interviewed, new clip for his Access television series, Real Money. He said, quote, I thought I was going in for a checkup. Doctor told me I had cancer. We found out that it was stage 4, and it was in my liver and my lymph nodes and in my stomach. Hit me hard. Woof, this is not good. His wife noted specifically her husband has been diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer. It's in the top of his stomach where the tumor is. It's also spread to his liver. That's what she said. Money was forced to cancel his summer tour, remember, after developing pneumonia following a heart valve surgery. I'd say this guy was in tough shape. If you look at a picture of him, you can see this guy has not lived a clean life. I don't want to keep the fact that I have cancer from everybody, he said. It's not honest. I want to be honest with everybody. I want people to know that cancer treatment has come a long way and not everybody dies from cancer like they did in the 50s and 60s. Am I going to live a long time? Who knows? It's now in God's hands. I would say that he's got a tough battle here with this sort of cancer and the way it's spread. But, you know, what stranger things have happened. And if he has access to really good care and listens and doesn't do more stupid stuff, which is what he's done much of his life, maybe he'll make it. So that's the Eddie Money story. I love his music. Love this song. 28 After on the DJB Show.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too. I like it, too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take refund delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says China has no choice but to make a trade deal with the United States, and he thinks one is coming. The president wrapping up a long weekend at the G7 summit in France, saying he believes China is sincere and has no choice because its economy is in trouble.
So when you say, do you think they want to? Maybe they want to and maybe they don't, but I think they want to make a deal. I'm not sure they have a choice, and I don't say that as a threat. They can't do what they were saying they're going to do, because if they do that, they're going to be met with really very violent force.
Also making headlines, President Trump says some have suggested holding next year's 2020 G7 at his private golf resort, Doral, in Florida. The president says he's open to it, but says there's no financial gain.
My people wanted it. From my standpoint, I'm not going to make any money. In my opinion, I'm not going to make any money. I don't want to make money. I don't care about making money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV.
Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation.
And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device.
Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars.
Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so.
Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV.
So say adios,
arrivederci,
goodbye to the high cable bill,
and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today.
These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The hour here on the DJV program, and chuckling because Kara is gone today and Jennifer's gone. And I'm calling him Adam is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and he, Victoria, is exuberant. Would you say that was a good word for him? He's exuberant. He's having
very,
a good
time.
Very,
very friendly.
Yes, very friendly. That's good. We like friendly people here in the DJV, the avenue of dreams. It's filled. We were talking about Mick Jagger saying there's no Hollywood. That's no star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for the Stones. You know what? There's none for us either. That's a damnable thing. Who do I speak to about that?
I don't know. I think Mick's wondering the same question. Who does he need to talk to get
who's
a star
in
for
charge?
The Stones?
Yeah. What's the major goal in your life? Think about that today as you're starting a day. And thank you for the companionship. Happy to have you along. I hope you're happy to have us along as you go through whatever it is during the time of the day when you listen to us to find out kind of what's going on. But I am a reflector as well as a doer. And I was just thinking about your goals. What do you want from life? And it may be a rhetorical question, maybe not. You watching somebody? Do you have someone, Victoria, that you admire, you look up to, and you hope, I'll be like her someday? You ever think about it that way? No.
Maybe not. Well, I don't know. There are people that I admire for other non-professional reasons.
They have to be professional. Yeah,
sure. There are definitely some people that I admire that I have.
What would people? Here's another way of looking at it. What would people who followed you for a day think about your life? What would they think?
Oh, that's a big question. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I think that's a good question to ask yourself.
Well, you know, the truth is, I think someone, if a stranger followed me around for a day, they'd probably just walk away with the takeaway would be she really likes her life.
Huh? Yeah, good. That's wonderful.
That's the way to do it. I'm happy, so I guess that would be, I love where I live, I love my husband, I love my dogs, I love my family, so I guess people love my job.
What about your job? There we go. Yes.
Well, I think people would just probably just say, you know, she's okay. we don't have to worry about her.
Yeah, good. That's a good thing.
I mean, what would people say if they followed you for a day? Wow, he gets really dirty.
Well, most people who pay attention, if there are people who pay attention, have been over the years, people who pay attention, don't know how I do what I do in the course of a day. And I don't say that smugly. I'm thankful.
I have the energy that I do, and
people just seem to admire the amount of things that I get done in the course of a day and the different enterprises that I'm involved in. And I feel that. I feel very, very fortunate and thankful that I have the ability to do all the things that I do, that I have the interests that I do, that I have the people around me that I do, the support systems that make it possible for me to do all these things, because you can never do anything like this, like these things, the enterprise I'm involved in, by yourself. You can't. You don't. It may be a tone that I set for the various things entrepreneurial that I'm working on, whether it's the stuff at the farm, the specific project I'm working on now to save the farm, whether it's this radio program, and basically saving that. And I don't say this if Jennifer were here, and you might know it too. If it weren't for me pushing, I would have been put out of business a long time ago by the three big companies that don't want to have independent producers of programming around.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the way it is. It is me realizing that I couldn't, I would not exist in a world that was much different than the one I've created for myself. And that's really the strength that the God-given strength. I believe very strongly in a spiritual connection, and I think you need to have that in order. I think you have it, and you may not know it, but until you realize you have it and give thanks for it, sometimes it doesn't find its maturity. And I think all of us find maturity, I hope we do, in our lives at some point in time. And if you can be as you described about yourself, you can be happy with yourself, happy with your world, happy with the people in it and the things that are in it. Wow. Have you got a wonderful life? And so maybe you work a little smarter, maybe a little more creative, maybe you simplify your life. It just depends on what you want. I'm not interested in a simple life. It's kind of fun to have lots of, it's stimulating, and I think stimulation keeps you living longer and contributing more and being able to enjoy all the things that you've worked on and worked for. So, having said that, I want to spend a moment marking the one-year anniversary of Senator John McCain's passing. When I thought about that,
I thought,
my God, yes.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine it's been a year since he died?
Jeez.
He was just short of his 82nd birthday.
Yeah.
But he died of a bad form of cancer. So Meghan McCain is not on social media, and neither is the wife Cindy because of it. Cindy
that
wrote
must be
30...
difficult. You know,
yeah.
Anniversaries of loved ones who have passed, that's always
tough. It just hit me. I have nothing to say other than I respected the man.
Yeah, I did too, very much.
The time thinking about the fact that he died 365 days ago is hard just on a sort of a level global sense to think that 364 days have gone by that fast. And then going back to what I was saying about appreciating your life and doing as well as you can in it, that's something that I think is part of what you carry away from just the demarcation of a year since McCain died. It's amazing.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day, because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then, the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take three times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Let me just backflow here a little bit. Victoria's talking about what's going on in Brazil with the Amazon fires and acknowledging whether you realize how the photosynthetic process works. I don't mean to be Professor Stefan, but I think it's part of learning more. One of the things people like about this program and what's made it survive is that people will always tell me, always, that they learned something new by listening. And if I can accomplish that with everybody who's listening on the 415 stations around the country that carry some of this programming, I'll be very grateful. So let's go back to the fires and this guy wanting... We've already told the story about why he's doing it, but then what's the impact of it? Yeah, maybe it gives him more room to grow more stuff, but also the Amazon is an important provider of the photosynthetic process, which changes carbon into oxygen. And without it, we are all D-E-A-D, dead, as my father used to say, deader than a mackerel. I don't know what that means, but I always got a kick out of him saying, you know, if somebody's dead. Limbaugh says assumed room temperature. I know, a lot of people have different expressions for it when you die, but dying...
I prefer what the ancient Egyptians said, that when someone passed, they didn't say they died, they just said that they went west, because you were buried on the west side of the Nile, and I always thought that was a very civilized way
yes, it is.
To say that someone had left this plane.
So, I want to combine the problem with a solution, and this is a very tactful, a very doable, a very intelligent way of fixing this problem. I mean, first of all, you've got to stop the guy from burning all the trees down. That's a given. But then, thinking about the fact that the globe isn't really compatible for as many people who live on it, and we keep seemingly growing more, then what do we do to encourage or increase the oxygen flow in the atmosphere? So I don't know if you were paying attention, Victoria, to Jay Inslee, who was running for president. He was the governor of Washington.
I actually had never heard of him before, but watching in the debates, I really respected his views of climate change.
Right.
I'd love to have him be the head of the EPA.
Well, he was talking about climate policy. And his final policy proposal that was released last Friday included some hefty information. It was a 200-page climate platform that he released. A plan that gives tons of money, we're talking about billions, to scientists, educators, and farmers, so that we can transform what's going on now, in part. The economy needs to get away from its fossil fuel base sooner or later. But a farm plan, Victoria, was on the web, and it doesn't. I went back and tried to find it, and I couldn't find it. But I'll give you a rough overview of the plan to save the atmosphere and to save the farms. This is great for the ag nerds, those of us who are ag nerds, who want to see what's what and who's who. It's very impressive, not just for him to have come up with, but the homework that this guy's done or his team has done. He suggested that. This would be a good thing for people to understand. Everybody ought to understand what he's suggesting. And again, this is all about farm policy and what happens. I'm not talking about the Green New Deal, because I think there's a lot of political bourgeois in there. But it is not. It's to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. This plan basically make structural reforms to the economy to protect and invest in the farm workers and the farms themselves. This has been fleshed out. He writes about petroleum products and what we use now, all diverted from oil, even cosmetics and plastics and all that stuff.
Oh, some of the stuff that's in cosmetics, make your head spin.
So he suggests that we change the things that are being used for these sorts of things from materials that are grown on farms, or can be grown on farms. Pay farmers to sequester carbon dioxide, that is cleaning up the air, cleaning up the algae, cleaning up the water, by maintaining spongy soil and strips of wilderness along the streams. Farmers want to be good environments anyway, from my perspective. But, at the moment, we're trying to avoid bankruptcy, most of us who are farmers. And so being paid for the environmental services they provide, Victoria, and people say, well, we've got farmers grazing all these animals and the methane gas and all that other stuff. What Inslee wants to do is start funding agricultural research like we mean it, in essence. Government spending on agriculture has been up and down over the years, but right now it's down. This is the DJV program at 11 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Money Pit music means it's Money Pit time with the Money Pit King. Here he is, King Kreitler.
King of the pit.
That's it. Right. Perfect. King of the pit. Speaking of pits, there's a lot of youngsters going back to school. Some of them are moving into pits. Some parents and children, they look around for something that's less expensive in the dorm, or maybe it's a little more freedom attached to it. Whether it's cheaper or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But as there are a lot of people going back to school, maybe you have a couple of ideas to share with some of our listeners who are bringing their children to places where maybe the landlord, when the parents go, takes advantage of the youngsters who are there. So is there a checkoff list? What is there something at the Money Pit people can go look at to say, okay, here's how we're going to check out the space in this house that we're renting for our child at school?
Well, I mean, just generally speaking, Doug, what I've found, unfortunately, as the parent of three college-age children, that the
good for you, three
housing
tuition.
Stock,
congratulations.
Yeah, the housing stock in areas where there's universities and generally sometimes the dorms themselves, maybe the kids can't stay there all 4 years, maybe they'll want to. The housing stock in the area, I find a lot of times that I feel like the real estate agents, the real estate community, and the landlords are really pretty egregious in the way they treat the kids with respect to the leases and that sort of thing. For example, When my son moved back into a home that was rented, there's all sorts of weird stuff in the lease. Like, for example, this house had had wood floors. So the lease said that you were responsible to cover 75% of the flooring in the home. 75%. How many throw rugs do you need to cover 75% of the floors in any house or apartment?
Guessing a lot.
You know, a lot. But I think if you want to protect yourself from real estate...
So did you rewrite that, by the way? Did you get it changed? So
you get no chance to do any of this stuff. The housing stock is like... The kids are desperate to find homes, so they get away with a lot of this stuff. Yeah. But what you can do is, when you move in, it's really, really important to document the condition of the property. And some of the move-in checklists that I've seen remind me of those complaint forms that have the tiny little box and say, please write legibly. You know, right. There's like no way you'd have truly documented. So I kind of ignore those. What I'll do is I'll go in and I'll take photographs, I'll take video, I'll make a very detailed list of all the conditions that I'm seeing, and I'll attach that as an addendum to whatever move-in checklist is provided. This way, the place is thoroughly documented in terms of its condition. And then when it comes time to move out, you need to find out exactly what the expectation is of the folks that are renting. I had two completely opposite experiences. My daughter was in a unit where we thought we did a pretty good job cleaning the place up. It looked actually better, I thought, when we left than when we came back in, when she had moved back in originally. And some of the charges that were on the inspection form were like a debris charge for leaving debris behind. You know what the debris was that was left behind? It was one dryer sheet that was on the floor of the laundry room. That was an $8 charge. Yeah, I mean, it's just stupid stuff like that.
So did you not pay it?
Of course I didn't pay it. But, I mean, the thing is, most people would. I think there's also a pain threshold for parents that the landlords are aware of. And if the charges are, you know, under $100 or $200, people go, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll just pay it. And that times thousands and thousands of units means these real estate companies make a whole bunch of money off of parents in college towns because of all those little things. So you need to be aware of
kind
this.
Of a common sense approach, it would seem to me. It seems like, you know, follow your instincts.
Yeah, you got to be aware of it. I mean, a lot of folks don't know it's important to document the condition. But take those pictures, especially if you see something that's a bit, you know, off or not right. And don't ever take a verbal assertion from a landlord or from a real estate agent or a management company that's, it's okay. You know, no. Document it and send it to them. This way you can't back up. You
get it on the record.
Out of it. Yeah, exactly. Create the
get
record.
On the record. Yep. One of the great things about the services that Tom and Leslie Segretti, who's also the co-host of the Money Pit, provide every week is the audio that's on their radio program. But they also have a fabulous newsletter, a website, moneypit.com, the newsletter at moneypit.com, this week featuring some catwalk shelf designs. Yeah. Who came up with that?
Listen, people love their cats, and cats will, you know, cats are the king of the castle. If you're a cat owner, you know this is true. So we came up with five different catwalk designs that could be basically built into your home. Some real fun stuff.
There's also selecting solar lighting, which is very important these days, is what we were just talking about in terms of the environment.
You know, I discovered about that, if you shop for a solar, like landscape lights, like on Amazon or a place like that, you know, they use words like bright lighting. You have to look at the lumens. Some people call bright lighting like 2 or 3 lumens, and some people call it 60 lumens. So you have to look at those lumens when you're shopping for solar.
In the eyes of the beholder, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, storage tips in there. He's the king of tips. That's what people like too. Quick, bing, 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 bing. Pretty much as he just told you about the college dorm thing. Take his advice. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. Sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.